ethics of rock climbing, where to pee. So, okay, if you are not a rock climber, or if you're just starting to rock climb and you haven't been to the rock and really understand those ethics, some things are just like unwritten rules that you haven't really been privy to or been exposed to. So as I learned, first of all, there's certain areas, even though it could be a vast, huge space of rock and nature and places, but apparently there's only certain areas that you can really go to, unless obviously there's nowhere else to go and you have to go wherever is closest. So that's one rule. Secondly, part of that same rule is that it's just not ethically permissible, unwrittenly, I don't even know exactly, but you cannot be where you could, where your butt is exposed for everyone to see, or if there's a road that people could see you off the road, even though, you know, there's people who are climbing naked or doing other weird stuff, but especially for women, I have found that to be a little bit peculiar. I definitely understand the whole poop thing, and that is definitely an issue because it's just disgusting if you're going to be pooping right around the trail or where people are climbing. But when you're going for a pee, like some things like that, just, you know, remember, people do get offended if they see your butt. And it's just something that I was taught, better to go a little bit further away as much as you can. For men, it's obviously not as big of an issue as it is for women, but just something to think about when you are out with your family or for the first time climbing or climbing in the beginning. Those are little tiny rules that you need to follow along.